Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-host, and my newcomers, and those who have been with me, and those who are coming. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. You're in for a treat. It's going to be exciting because the Lord is doing great things. This is a new beginning, and so we're really excited and delighted to be able to share with you on tonight this great occasion in which we study the Word of God using our prayers book, and we're going to look at the aspect of, in other words, being excellent in the Lord, and also we're going to look at how to remain on the right path and not allow the enemy to come in. One of the songs says that I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. And our Lord and Savior is going to give you everything that you've lost back. Amen. That's a testimony. Amen. That's the revelation of God. I didn't even know that was coming out. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're here. I'm glad that you're here. Call somebody. Text somebody. Tell somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on. The number to call in and listen is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. We're in the process of getting a toll-free number. But also, if you want to listen in, you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on either AlfredaLoveShow.com on the right-hand side or StellarGospelMusic.com, and you will be right in the studio, and you will this will not be a place where you will be like live with us, but you will be able to hear. But if you have any questions, you can call 347-843-4981, or of course you can text me or inbox me your questions anytime you would like. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to read Psalm 136, and we're actually using the Watchtower. Amen. Because I love these strong words, and because the words are synonymous with the regular Bible, and because we're implementing and we're having Bible study with many individuals of different religious backgrounds, and it makes us stronger, and it helps us to respect other people's religion as well as learn about that we're all serving the same God. We just believe that different things happen from the heavens and the earth. That's the only thing that separates the religions. So we're going to go ahead and read in the Watchtower Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and I want you to listen to these strong words. Amen? Amen. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to give you time. You can look in your regular Bibles, or if you have your Watchtower Bibles, or if you want to look online, that's fine with me. I'm going to give you a few seconds. All right. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, reads, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good." That sounds familiar, Bible readers. "His loyal love endures forever." Loyal. "Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He who alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully," I love that word, "precisely," amen, "he skillfully made the heavens." He didn't just throw something together. Amen. Praise the Lord. "For his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters. For his loyal love endures forever. He made the great light." We are to walk in the light. "For his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day. For his loyal love endures forever. And the morning stars to rule over the night. for his loyal love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9 in the Watchtower. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on tonight, thanking you for blessing us to be able to even make it to this point. And we ask that you would continue to help your word be disseminated all over this land and country. We thank you for those who have been with the ministry, those who are preparing to come, and those who are just now coming. We say thank you. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals. We know that you do everything well and that you are skillful in everything that you do. And we ask that those who are watching over the patients and those who are watching over the sick and afflicted all over this land and country, we ask, would you give them the wisdom and knowledge to be able to provide the best of care for anyone who feels downtrodden, anyone who's sick or afflicted. Then, Lord, we continue to ask, would you look over our youth? Bless them, Heavenly Father, if they are misplaced, displaced, not placed. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them that balance? Wherever they're supposed to be, Lord, we ask, would you shake up the earth and bless them to move in their correct places? We ask that you watch over their lives and take care of them and help them to make decisions that will serve them well within the future. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the unction of your spirit. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for each and every person who's listening to this particular ministry right now. We ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable, something that is pleasing in your sight. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person? Bless us one by one, and then bless us all together. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to assemble ourselves one more time with people from all over the world, people from all different religions, all different faiths, all different colors, all different nationalities. We say thank you. We ask, Heavenly Father, would this be something for preparation in what you're getting ready to do? We ask that you continue to help us to be beacons in light of the world, and would you bless our eyes to continue to look up towards the hill from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from you. We ask would you bless our ears to hear your revelation and your word on tonight. We ask would you bless our mouths to be open when it's supposed to and shut when it's supposed to as well. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for guiding our feet in the right path. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, those secret prayers and those open prayers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask would you bless anything that we touch to be prosperous, to be successful. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every youth this summer, Heavenly Father. Keep them safe and keep them in your care. We ask for whatever spirit of water this is, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless our youth to be able to survive this summer. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, now as we get ready to go higher and higher in you, and as you're doing some great things in our life, we ask, Heavenly Father, will something be said or done on tonight that would encourage somebody, empower somebody, uplift somebody? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now then, we are getting ready. We're going to kick off the ministry because I need to wake some people up. Amen. Some people have to work midnights, but I'm going to respect your time because you decided to wake up and listen to the Alfreda Love Show. I come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now remember that all of these particular ministries are archived, so you can listen to them anytime. So if you have to go to work tonight at midnight, then praise the Lord for you listening. But it will be archived, and you can listen to it anytime. We're going to go ahead and listen to particular song. It's called I Put It All in His Hands, and I'm going to have to actually prepare this song right now. And this song is entitled All in His Hands. This is a Koji Choir by Mr. Anthony Brown and his choir, the FBCG Combined Choir. As this is loading up, as you know, Mr. Anthony Brown won many stellar accolades. Amen. And here we go. All in His Hands. You're listening to the Alfreda Love Show. .com, stellargospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love.
All in his hands. He can solve it. I put it all in his hands. This and that, I put it all in his hands. He can handle it, that's a fact. I put it all in his hands. That's mine. He's the master of it all. I put it all.
Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That was all in his hands by Mr. Anthony Brown and the FBCG Combined Mass Choir. All in his hands. How many of you know that anytime you put everything in God's hands, Jehovah's hands, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, same person. How many of you know that God always, amen, he always, always solves the problem. Amen. Amen. We serve a true and a living God. Now we're getting ready to go into our first segment of our three-part series activity. And for those of you who like to know exactly what is going to happen, I want to give you an outline. So, of course, we've had our welcome, and of course, we've had our praise and worship all in his hands. And now we're up to the part where you're going to have to use your brain. So turn it on. Turn your brain on. Amen. And I ask you to bring something to write with and something to write on at this particular time, because we are continuing to balance our lives. We're writing the vision and making it plain. But our first activity that we're going to work on, because we're going to have three activities, our first activity is going to be called excellent. Yes, you heard me right. Excellent. E-X-C-E-L-L-E-N-T. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Our second activity is going to be called Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, Journey. And our concluding activity is going to be called Gate, G-A-T-E, Gate, G-A-T-E. So we have Excellent, Journey, and Gate. Now let me explain, and I'm going to explain it one at a time, and then we're going to engage in that particular activity, and then after we finish the activities, we're going to build each other, okay, as far as the activities are concerned. So the first activity is entitled Excellent, and the reason why this particular activity is entitled Excellent is because I want you to have the opportunity to be at your fullest potential in your everyday living. Now, I want you to put a number one, and I want you to put Jesus, and I want you to put / Jehovah, okay? That is a given, and I'm going to explain that to you in just a second. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into this prayers book on page 9. We're on prayers, page 9. Remember that we had the book study, and we're actually catching up from last week. Mr. Richard Broadbent is the author of this book. We're on page 9. Page 9. And the underlying theme for this particular activity is we are not so perfect after all. Let me say that again. It says we are not so perfect after all. Now, we is plural. Okay? Are not. We are not so perfect after all. So why in the world would I have you put excellent? Because each and every day is a journey. Each and every day is a day in which we have the opportunity to live our best lives for Christ. Oprah Winfrey had a particular seminar in Houston, Texas about 4 years ago, and she had Live Your Best Life. That was her theme. And so in Christ, in spirituality, we want to live in excellence. Does excellence mean void of mistakes? No. But excellence means how we treat people. It means getting better each and every day. It's kind of like children. It's kind of like when you're playing on a team, right? When you first play, you may not have the skills, but your coach keeps working with you. And once you get to that middle part of the game and it's time for the championship, then that's when your skills come in. Well, it's the same thing in spirituality. God says we have to brush it up. We have to iron up our skills in order to become excellent. So we're working towards excellent. There was a saying, start with the end in mind, and our end in mind is excellent. And so every day, at the end of the day, we want to say this was an excellent day. It's different than saying this was a perfect day, because that wouldn't be accurate. This was an excellent day because you know you gave your 110% or 300%. Amen? So the reason why we put Jesus and Jehovah there is because when we look at the excellence, these beings are going to be the main characters. We're going to act like this is a play. Now, I'm going to read you some things from this book, and I'm going to ask you a question because I need your brains, because this is your excellent journey. This is yours. I'm just helping guide you. Now, it says we are not so perfect. Revelation will always affect realization, and we're going to talk about realization in a minute because a lot of people live in a fallacy or a false world. A lot of people, some people believe, right, that they can do no wrong. Some people believe that everybody's supposed to be perfect, and that's not how we grow as Christians. Amen. And then it says most people perceive everything going on in their life as good, good enough, close enough, near perfect, or perfect, right? So this tells me, as God is speaking, I want you to listen to this very clearly, that we all have room to grow. Somebody say that. Say, we all have room to grow. There is no one who is perfect. So God is saying here, he says, don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for just the norm. He says you go above and beyond. We talk about going above and beyond. We're talking about in our service. We're talking about how we treat people. We're talking about what we do on a daily basis when we interact with people. We're talking about our work ethics. We're talking about when you get on the ministry. What are we doing to extend that? That's what we're talking about. So, in other words, no one has arrived. And we will never arrive until our last day on earth. Amen. And so every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Yes, praise the Lord. A day of thanksgiving, but also a day of excellence when we grow and grow more and more each and every day. Somebody said every day gets sweeter, sweeter than the day before. And so when we look at our days, life is good. But is life good enough if we're not giving it our all? You almost made it. You almost made first place, but is close enough really your best? You almost was near winning the grand prize, but is being near perfect your best? Or are you perfect? If you feel that you are perfect, it's time to pop the balloon, because nobody is. And every day we need to find opportunities of excellence to grow. Then it says, either way, it is common for most people to settle for what seems to work well or is comfortable. Everybody, let's be honest, likes to be comfortable. We get in our comfort zone and our guards are let down. If you know that you can swim, you know, then you go out as far as you can. But what you don't realize is you have to build up to that, to the 10 feet, right? You can't go from 2 feet to 10 feet in a couple of days. You have to build up to that. And so that is the key to not letting your guards down. Now, speaking of that, being comfortable where you are, settling for where you are, and, you know, you don't try to improve each and every day. There's nothing new going on. You're just settled. We're going to shake it up a little bit. Now, and I'm going to save that what the Lord just showed me for our next session. But don't ever get comfortable in your current state of mind. Did you hear what I said? Don't ever get comfortable in your current state of mind, because what happens is you become stagnated and you miss out on the doors and opportunities of blessings that the Lord is giving. God correlates this to exercise. He says, because you are fit or because you are not fit, he says you are comfortable now in the skin that you're in. You're comfortable with your weight, so you stop exercising. All right, for kids, let's think about the tortoise and the rabbit. The rabbit was comfortable because, of course, everybody knows the rabbit is faster than the turtle. So the rabbit just sits around and sleeps and carries on, and the turtle slowly passes him by. God says that's how life is. He says we want to sit around and sleep, literally, and some of us just symbolically, and we do not want to progress daily. And this should be a daily, daily walk with God, a daily, daily run with God mentally, so that we can reach the level of excellence. Then we talk about being comfortable or being at ease can be a major deception. And we just talked about that rabbit and the tortoise. We just talked about the different ways in which we sleep, right, or in which we become lax. And when we think about it, and I have to say this one, God was talking about in the garden, right? He says they were too comfortable. They got too comfortable. And guess what? They missed out on the opportunity of eternal life. And now that messed it up for everybody. We can't have eternal life here on earth. We must ascend to heaven. Praise God. Amen. Then it says, falling short of a mature or complete outcome by thinking you are close enough to what it should be is essentially saying, well, that's good enough for me, or that's the way it should be. And when we talk about falling short, we talk about not giving it our best. We talk about not walking into excellence. We talk about waking up every morning just dreading what you're doing. There has to be some point when you want to get on the street of excellence. That it has to be that point for God. See, we have to start walking and working for God in excellence before we can even serve the people. Charity starts at home. Where is home? Home is the heart. And if our heart is not right with God, then there is no need in us going out doing all these service projects, and it's not even real. Because we're not doing it in excellence. We're doing it either to be seen, or we're doing it to get our name out there. You're supposed to be doing it for the edification of God and to make it to heaven. Amen? Amen. So, falling short, everybody, we've all sinned and we're falling short of his glory. Amen. But just because you fall short don't mean that you get off of excellence street. You have to remain on excellence street. Okay? You have to continue to walk in the will of God and close enough to what it should be. That's not going to work. Brandy once said, Brandy the singer, she said, almost doesn't count. We have to make it. How are we going to make it? We have to work hard each and every day. We have to walk this excellent street. Does it mean that we're not going to make mistakes? No, everybody does. But it means that when you fall, get back up and keep walking. Keep moving. Does it mean listen to negativity? No, you keep going. Close your ears to that and listen to the word of God, and you'll get to where you need to be faster. Okay? And our perception about the way life is and going can be a lie that we readily accept. Our perception, the way we perceive things, our thinking, we talked about that. Our thinking is very detrimental. Our thinking is very important to our journey of excellence. How you think. You have to be able to take risks. You have to be able to say, I will try. You have to be able to try and fail and then perfect that thing, make that thing excellent. You have to be willing to step out on faith. You have to be willing to trust in God. You have to be willing to go and do those things that you don't see anything yet, but you're going on faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So our perception, some of us get defeated before we even start the race. There are contestants who line up on the line and say, I already know I'm going to get last place. Well, you probably are because you're not walking in excellence. Your thinking is not even on excellence street, right? So our thinking, it starts with the brain. Our thinking has to be aligned. God says think on the good things. Think positive. If you're around a bunch of negative, you need to remove yourself. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in our second section. Then it says, for example, everything seems to be flowing smoothly, so why upset things by changing it now? Once again, you're in that comfort zone. Don't fix it if it's not broke. Well, sometimes things need to be shook up, right? Sometimes you need to allow God to move into situations. We subtract God sometimes. And that's why we get so comfortable and things are so chaotic, but we don't know they're chaotic because we're comfortable and we're familiar with what is going on. And so we must be willing to continue to walk into excellence, but we must understand that God's way of doing things, things need to be done decent and in order. And when things are done decent and in order, yes, they're going to run smoothly, but we must make sure that everything that we have and everything that we're doing is ordained and authorized by God. We need to pray about everything because, as I said before, he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So we have to pray about everything. Most people think that if life is going good, it has to be a God thing. Wrong. If life is going good, amen, keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep believing in God. Why? Because on the second session, we're going to talk about the enemy, how the enemy comes in, and you can't allow the enemy to come in and steal what the Lord has given you. And God's not going to allow it, especially if God gave it to you. But you have to understand and recognize, don't get too comfortable. Don't get too lax. Don't let your guards down. Because as we know, that life is good. Because why? God is good. That's why we have to stay in the will of God. We must remain in the will of God. How do we know if we're in the will of God? Well, by spending time with God. How do people know that you're in a relationship? Well, you spend time with the person. Nobody should have to guess whether you're in a relationship with them or not. If you spend time with them, and we're talking about a business relationship, we're talking about whatever, you, in order for us to be on one accord with God, we have to read the word, know the word, model the word, and we have to make sure that we are aligned to what God is saying each and every day in order to reach excellence. Okay? Our next section, what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to think about, and actually it's this section. I want you, since I have already given you the first section and we talked about Jesus and Jehovah being the main characters, I want you to put down at least four other characters that's going to help you remain on Easy Street. And we talk about individuals who are very positive in your life. I'm not talking about people you call and gossip with. I'm talking about people you may pray with, people that you go places with, who are trustworthy, who have your best interests, who are real friends. Now, this shouldn't be, young people, 100 people, because everybody that smiles in your face and pats you on the back is not your friend. Everybody that you keep company with is not your friend. I'm talking about a real friend. I'm talking about a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I'm talking about a real, true friend. And so I want you to write those individuals' names down, and then after we do that, we're going to play a song by Mr. Darrell Cooley, Thank You, Lord. And then we're going to come back and talk about three different points of how we get to the street of excellence, but it's a journey. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to give us a couple of, maybe 2 or 3 minutes to write down five individuals who's going to help us get there. And we already have Jesus and Jehovah. Those are the main characters. I need some individuals who are going to be the other cast. All right? You're listening to the AfreeLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. Once again, we're writing down at least five individuals who's going to help us remain on Excellence Street, who's going to help us reach our journey. We have Jesus and Jehovah, and I need five other individuals that's going to help you. Oh, and I want you to put briefly, just one or two words, what part of your life do you want them to be in? Because we're going to finally get to the point where we're going to make our vision specific. So what part? All right, as you're writing, and you can continue to write, we're going to listen to Mr. Darrell Cooley, Thank You, Lord, and then when we come back, the question is going to be, how are we going to get there? And I want you to write down the numbers 1, 2, and 3. You're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Just a second, we have some
Thank you.
Amen. That was Mr. Daryl Cooley. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know that we have many different things to thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for? Amen. One thing is we woke up this morning and he started us on our way. He gave us a reasonable portion of what? Our health and our strength. And for that, amen. Next, we are up to our section in which we're going to fill in, and we're going to look at the journey, or we're going to look at how are we going to get there. Where is there? We're talking about Excellent Street. So let's go ahead, and I want you to put in short form journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, journey. And I want you to write three words. Number one, I want you to put reality. R-E-A-L-I-T-Y. Number two, I want you to put perception. P-E-R-C-E-P-T-I-O-N. Let me turn this down for a second. Give me just a second. The next word, our final word, I want you to put add, or adding, A-D-D, A-D-D. Now then, in the book Prayers, we have already discussed that many times we can be deceived by being in what we call a comfortable place. Now, there is a difference between a comfortable place and a good place. Being in a good place is that I am with the Lord, and I know that no matter what comes my way, God has my back. But being comfortable means that we've let our guards down, and we're settling for whatever it is. But God wants us to do things more decent and in order, but with excellence, because we serve a perfect God. If we look in the Bible, it talks about how Jesus went about doing excellent work. He went about healing the sick and raising the dead, and, you know, he went about giving sight to the blind, and that was all done in excellence. God had perfected his craft. He was anointed. And so just imagine if we could walk in excellence like God. And we're not comparing ourselves to God, because we would never be as good as God. But we want to be beacons. We want to be light. And so let's go ahead and look at this journey and how we're going to get there. And I just read a synopsis about close enough and good enough and near perfect is not going to get us to the road of excellence. Being comfortable is not going to get us there. So what is going to get us there? Let's talk about reality. Right? The revelation will always affect our realization. That's the Bible. That's when the prophet gives you a revelation. That's when God gives you a revelation. That will always affect, right, our realization. And so you need to ask yourself at this particular time, what is my reality? And I'm going to give you about 2 or 3 minutes to jot down some things. What is my reality as far as being on Excellent Street? Are you close to it? And I want you to be honest. Are you close to walking on Excellent Street? You know what happens when you get up every morning. When you get up, and we already talked about this, do you complain? Are you happy when you get up? How do you feel when you get up? Because Excellent Street says that every day doesn't have to be Sunday, but when we get up, we're thanking God, and we're going to make the best of that day, no matter what. And so I want you to be very honest, and these are the only answers I want you to put, and you don't have to share these. Are you near excellence? And we're talking about near Excellent Street. We're not talking about being near excellent and saying, hey, I'm excellent. No, because we're all trying to make it there, okay? Are you near the street of excellence? Are you close? There's a difference between being near. Being near is the vicinity. Being close is proximity. Oh, my God. Being near is the vicinity, and being close is the proximity. Amen. Being near is the vicinity. You're in the area. Being close is the proximity. Think about when you were teaching, or think about when you were working with a business partner. Close, right? Next to. in arm's reach, right? Near is you're in the vicinity. For instance, whatever community you live in, whatever is 4 or 5 minutes away from you, that is the vicinity. But if you say, I live close to you, then close is 3 or 4 minutes. If you say that I live near you, that means that maybe we live in the same neighborhood. Maybe you live 4 or 5 minutes away from me. All right? So how are you near? Are you close? Or are you on Excellence Street? Or are you already walking on Excellence Street? I want you to put your answer. Are you near? Are you close? Are you on the street? Or are you already walking? Now, being on the street means you're standing there. That means that you have found, for some way, your aha moment, that you have found Excellence Street and you are standing on Excellence Street. You just need direction from God, right? If you're walking, that means that God is leading and guiding you. It doesn't mean that you won't have any rough patches. It doesn't mean that you won't have any hills that you have to climb. It doesn't mean that sometimes you don't want to stop. It means, Lord, I'm already walking. And, Lord, I'm going to let you have your way. Or if you're near, that means that you're kind of like a sheep. God says if you're near, you're in the vicinity, you're kind of like a sheep, but you haven't really made your way to Excellence Street for whatever reason, because you're being distracted by the chitter-chatter. You're being distracted by the enemy, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. You're being distracted by the devil. The devil's trying to take away your joy. The devil's trying to take away your vision. He's trying to take away your focus and your faith, but that's not going to happen because you're on that freedomloveshow.com, and God's not going to let it happen. Then are you close? You're in arm's reach, but for whatever reason, you want to look back to your past. You want to worry about what happened 10 or 12 years ago. You want to worry about what they said. You want to worry about what's happening now. God says, get on Excellence Street. God says he will take care of the rest. You have to make up in your mind today that I want to be on Excellence Street. I want to be in that number. I want God to lead and guide me. If you're not ready for God to lead and guide you, then you're still going to be, you're going to always be near Excellence Street. You're going to always be close to it, and you're always going to be on it, and nothing's happening. That's what we was talking about with the tortoise and the rabbit. The rabbit was too comfortable. You're too comfortable, and you're just letting time pass by, right? Get moving. Get moving. And so I want you to be honest. Are you near? Are you close? Are you on? Or are you already walking? It should be simple. This should be quick. You either near it, you're close to it, you own it, or you're walking. Just put it right beside reality. Okay? That's the reality. That's your reality. Now that you know your reality, let's talk about perception. Because the perception might be a hindrance as to why you're near it, why you're close to it, why you're on it, or why you're walking and you feel yourself still taking steps backwards when you're supposed to be going forward. Remember we talked about the car. We say we don't put a car in reverse on the highway. We only do that in the street or in the driveway. Right? So we're moving forward. Now, perception. Perception is always a key because it's how you think about things. Okay? Somebody did you wrong, you're still upset with it. God says move on. Let him take care of it. Put it in God's hands. Right? Perception. When you wake up in the morning, are you like, oh my gosh, I do not want to do this. How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? Right? Perception. When we talk about perception, and it's very easy, ladies and gentlemen, because I have kids on here too. Either you're happy, you're sad, or you're angry. Period. Happy, sad, or angry. When you wake up in the morning, you shouldn't already be fussing. There's nothing to fuss about. When you wake up in the morning, we talk about sadness. Be happy that you woke up because somebody didn't. Right? Or are you happy? And I mean genuinely happy, not just happy because you listen to the Afro Love Show and that's our goal, to be happy. But are you really happy? What is your perception? And I'm going to say, what is your perception 90% of your lifetime? 90% of the day, what is your perception? And I want you to be honest. This is your answers. Because we want to make sure that, I want to make sure that I get you on easy street. I mean, excuse me, on Excellent Street. Okay. When we talk about adding, right? Let's think about this. We said that we were no longer subtracting anything because God is good. God says, I'm going to add. When we talk about adding, let's think about math. What is it that you need more of so that you can get on Excellence Street? Somebody said, I hear Eric Campbell saying a little more Jesus. Praise the Lord. What do you need? If it's a little more Jesus, it's just a little more Jesus. If it's a little more love, it's just a little more love. If it's to stop listening to naysayers, just stop listening to naysayers. If it's to keep your focus, then that's what it is. You know what it is. What do you need more of in order to, if you're already walking on excellent street, what is it that you need more of? Okay? If you're already walking on excellent street. If you're on excellent street, what is it that you need more of to get you moving? Right? You need more strength. What is it? If you're close to excellent street, what is it that's stopping you from getting on excellent street? If you're near or in the vicinity, what is it that's causing you to keep wandering around? Why have you lost your focus? You may need focus. Okay? So let's think about that. What do you need more of in order to remain? Okay. Now I want you to look at your answers. All right? And I'm going to share mine because I have all of you on here and we have to model. For reality, the reality is that I'm walking on excellent street. I've been just trying to stay as close to our Lord and Savior Jehovah as possible. And so I'm already walking because I don't like to waste time. Perception, when I wake up in the mornings, I'm happy. When I call and check on my family, I'm happy because everybody's doing fine. I'm happy because I know that God didn't have to wake me up. I don't take life for granted. And so when I wake up, I know that that's a new opportunity to get things right, a new opportunity to become better. What I want to add is I want to add more focus to my life. I want to add more focus, and I want to remain focused on God and just keep moving forward in excellence. And that's my prayer, moving forward in excellence. Amen? Amen. Now, we're actually up to our third part of the ministry, in which we're going to play Mr. Luther Barnes' Spirit Fall Down. Then we're going to talk about, I want you to put gate, G-A-T-E, because many times when we sign up to be a Christian, when we say, I have decided to follow Jesus, I mean, at the top of our lungs, I have decided to follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back, right? And then we have our people in place, we have our team in place, right? And things are going well, as it said in here, right? Because we never want to get comfortable, we want to keep moving and we want to keep trying some new things so that we can be excellent in the Lord. So while we're on our journey and we're walking and we're happy and we're focused, Satan has to come to and fro. What are you doing, Satan? I'm going to and fro. So that's why we have to stay prayed up. So we're going to talk about the gate, and we're going to talk about how to lock the gate and keep the gate locked, because we have to be tight with God. We have to walk with God on a daily basis. We have to talk to God. We have to pray to God. Amen, because that's what the enemy does, right? The enemy lies, cheats, steals, tries to destroy. That's what the enemy does. But the enemy runs at the name of Jesus. So that should be a key to you. So at the gate, I want you to put Jesus. Amen. Listen here, you're listening to the AfrikaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. We're going to hear from Mr. Luther Barnes, Spirit Fall Down. And then we will go through our lesson next. Thank you so much for tuning in. And it may be a little pause.
With our own, oh, I need you.
Amen. That was Brother Luther Barnes. Spirit, fall down. How many of you want the spirit to fall down? I sure do. Amen. Praise God. Now we're up to our final part within our study. And so, of course, I'm going to say it again because I had some newcomers. We are on our way. We are walking towards the street, the journey of excellence. We've identified our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, as our main characters, and we have some supporting characters, and we've named a couple of individuals. That's the first part. Then we talked about our journey for this particular journey to Excellence Street, and we talked about reality because we have to be real because God already knows. Some of us are walking. Some of us are on Excellence Street. Some of us are close to it. Some of us are near. Then we talked about perception, which means our thinking. It has to do with our cognition. It has to do with how we feel. It has to do with our emotions. How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? How do you feel when you are on your way or throughout the day? How do you feel? I didn't ask about your neighbor. I didn't ask about anybody else but you. Then we talk about adding. What are you going to add in order to get to this particular street of excellence, or to keep walking on this street of excellence, or to get closer to and begin your journey? What do you need to do to do that? Okay? Now, as much as we want to believe that when we sign up, as I said before, to be a Christian, or we accept our calling, or we, you know, have an anointing on our lives that the Lord has given, or a gift, Satan always has another plan, because we know that Satan was in heaven, but God had to remove Satan out of heaven because Satan was doing too much, as the young folks say. Amen. Amen. So let's talk about how an enemy of our soul is allowed to creep in. And it all goes back with the cognition, the thinking. It all goes back with letting our guards down, being comfortable settling for being near or close to what God expects us to be in life. Okay? It says, many people believe there is a God, and for them that is good enough. We have to do more than believe there is a God, there is Jehovah. We have to do more than that. We could believe that the sky is blue. We could believe that the sky is red. Amen. But that does not change the atmosphere. That does not change people's souls or people's thinking. We have to put things in action. If you want to prove to somebody what color the sky is, then of course we have to transmit colors, and we have to set up presentations. How did the sky become red? Because from my recollection, the sky is blue. You know, I think the sky is blue, but I have someone over here telling me that the sky is red, so you're going to have to persuade me rather than saying that you believe that the sky is red. Show me. Amen. Show me how these colors transform. What colors did you use? What colors are used, and why can't I see the red in the sky? Explain that to me. Is it because of the clouds covering it? Why? And so we have to do more than believe, okay? Because we think that's good enough, and it's not. And to just believe there is a God or Jehovah does not ensure anything except that God or Jehovah is or was in our thinking at some time. And I will deal with God or Jehovah later when I have the time. Things are okay, I'm okay, or I'm too busy for this stuff now. One of the things that you need to understand, that we need to understand, is on this street of excellence, on this journey, we must always make time for God. Guess who our gatekeeper is? Guess who covers us? Guess who's covering our gifts? Guess who's helping us to remain focused? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we put our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or Jehovah at the gate of our lives. Right? Because we don't want the enemy to come in. We have to stay prayed up. That's why we put things in God's hand. That's why we give things to God. God says, bring all of your burdens unto him and leave them there. Leave them at the gate. A lot of people want to come to the gate, right? And God lets us in. But we want to bring all this other stuff. We want to bring all this, the past. We want to bring our anger and all this. God says, leave all that stuff at the gate. From now on, from today, leave all that junk at the gate. All we need is you. All we need is your happiness. All we need is for you to say, I'm either near Excellence Street, I'm close to it, I'm on it, or I'm walking, period. And we need you to identify the individuals and keep moving. Don't bring all this stuff. God says, think about an airplane. He said, it's going to cost you something. If you bring all this junk while you're trying to walk to your street of excellence. It's going to cost you something, just like it costs. You notice that at the airport, a lot of people, we used to, back in the day, maybe in the 90s, maybe in 2000 or something, we used to bring all this luggage. Some people would bring their whole house, right, on the airplane, and it was no big deal. Then the plane started getting heavy. Amen. The plane started getting tired. Amen. So now we have to pay for each additional bag, and I guarantee you people start trying to put purse, trying to put clothes and stuff in their pocket because they don't want to pay that extra $65 or whatever it is for extra luggage. Well, God says it's the same thing in the kingdom. Saints, stop bringing all that extra stuff. Okay, somebody made you mad. Give it to God at the gate and keep moving. You made a mistake. Give it to God at the gate and keep moving. Everybody has, right? Leave it. This is symbolic of leaving it at the gate. Leave all this junk at the gate. If you are walking right now on Excellence Street and for some reason you didn't drop something at the gate, drop it where you are and keep moving. God says he will pick it up. When you fall, God picks you up. He said when you drop something, whatever it is, it's already in his hands. Drop it. Stop bringing this stuff. It's heavy. That's why some of you are still wandering around. Because you're lost. It's heavy. All this stuff is heavy. You're indecisive. You're close to it, but you don't want to pay the price at the gate of just dropping it, letting it go. You want to hold on to this stuff, and you expect God to let you through the gate to get onto the street of excellence. Drop that stuff. Let it go. So Jesus is at the gate, and it says, and we talked about making time for God. We talked about that. I have lived long enough to see people make that mistake, which is the mistake of we don't give God enough time. God blesses us. Our pastor was talking about this. God blesses us, for instance, financially, or he blesses us, you know, any kind of way. You know how God is. He's just omnipotent, and he's a good God. He blesses us. And some of us, when he blesses us, we'll pass by the church, and we won't even stop. Or we'll make promises to God. God, if you just do this or that, I promise you. And then when God does it, right, we don't want to give him glory, and we don't really want to go to church. And we need to stop that because that's not what God expects, and that's not how to continue on the street of excellence. Things can so easily drive you away from God and his truth, distractions, accidents, weddings, and even the death of a loved one. We have to stay focused. We have to stay focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to thank God. We have to bless God in the good times and in the bad. There was a song that says, I praise you in the good times and the bad. Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we must understand and recognize that we have to praise God in season and out of season. Think about it. Children, when you are participating in sports, right, and your sport is not up, you still train. That's what a good athlete would do. You still train, and you still go about your way. Well, we have to continue to train as Christians. We have to continue to do the will of God and to be, what, in the will of God at all times. Okay? All right. So let's move on here, and my computer is doing something here. All right. You don't know the day, the hour, minute, or second your life can be taken from you. The truth is God's word tells us there is more to just believing that God is. And it is. It's more to just believing that God is. We don't know the time, the day, nor the hour. We don't know that. That's why it's always important each and every day to live in excellence. That's why it's important to go ahead and get on the street of excellence, because we want the Lord to tell us, well done, thy good and what? Yeah, our good and faithful servant. We want the Lord to tell us that. Amen. So that's why it's very imperative, it's very important for us to go ahead and get on the street of excellence. We have to leave all that junk, right? We have to leave it. I mean, you have to leave it at the gate. Who is the gatekeeper? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You bring all that stuff there and you expect to get in, you're going to have to pay for it. Right? You're going to have to pay for it. That's why it's very important. God says put it all in his hands. put it all in his hands. So it's very important. Just like at the airport, you don't want to carry all that junk, right? Because you know you have to pay for it. And so you stuff it in one bag, and that's it. God says put it all in his hands, and that's it. Stop carrying this stuff around, right? It's expensive. It causes a lot of trouble when we carry all that junk around. Stop it. What are you carrying around for? So let's sum all this up, all right? So prayers. And we're talking about making it and continuing to walk on the street of excellence. Every day we should try and strive to live in excellence for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Does that mean that we're perfect? Of course not. But we serve a perfect God. And because we serve a perfect God, God knows exactly what we need at all times. Amen? Amen. So, yes, we serve a very perfect God. Now, we talked about the factor of excellence, right? Because God does things well. He does things excellent. We talked about healing the sick and raising the dead and causing the blind to see. And the main characters of this is Jesus and Jehovah for helping us to get and remain on the street of excellence. And we talked about other individuals in our lives who were positive factors, who had our best interests in mind, and I asked you to name five. Then we talked about the journey, how are we going to get there, and the first thing we have to do is be real. You know, the young people say it is what it is, you know, and we talk about perception, and I wanted you to be honest about how you really feel when you wake up. And then we talked about what is it you need to add so that you can either remain on Excellence Street or that you can be on Excellence Street or you're close to it or you're near. What do you need to do? And then we talked about the gate. We talked about Jesus, and we talked about the air, about how when you bring all that junk, your whole house, you have to pay for that. And nobody wants to pay that. It's hundreds of dollars when you bring almost your whole house, big, large suitcases. It's like $100 per suitcase. So people have started putting clothes in their purse and everything else, trying to just have a carry-on instead of all these bags because the plane is too heavy, and that's a danger. That's a hazard. Same thing in spirituality. It's a hazard for us to carry around this junk. Some people have been mad at people for years. Let it go. You can't get through this gate. There is a gate. Jesus is the gatekeeper. If you think that you're going to be able to go through that gate with all this junk, it's not going to happen. It's symbolic of heaven as well. But while we're on earth, in order to remain focused and in order to remain on Excellence Street, you're going to have to let this stuff go. It's too much stuff. You're bringing your whole life. You still mad at somebody from when you were 5 years old. And now you're in your 30s and 40s. Let it go. You're mad at somebody from 3 or 4 years ago. You're not going to make it past this gate. You're not, with all that stuff. You're not going to pass security. Amen. And who is security? The Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're not going to make it into heaven carrying all this stuff. At some point, you're going to have to let it go. When you get on the airplane, you don't tell those people, yeah, I'm taking this anyway. They say, yeah, you can take it, but it's going to be a price. Even when you go through, right? You don't carry all that junk. They put that your luggage, all that extra stuff on a belt, and then they put it in the plane. You don't even carry that stuff. So why are you doing it spiritually? Why are you doing that? Stop. Okay? Now, so that was our lesson for today, and that is our focus, just so that you'll know. Every day we're going to try to get better. We are going to get better every single day. But y'all going to have to leave this stuff, this junk. Leave it. That's why y'all are wandering around. That's why it's so chaotic in your life, is because you're carrying around too much stuff. And yes, it's heavy. You're tired. You're frustrated. Drop the stuff. Let it go. Okay? All right. So I have a few announcements to make. Then I'm going to bid you a great night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, publicists, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook AfreeTheLove or email emonya_love@yahoo.com. I thank all of the agencies and brands who are sending me media media inquiries as well as media invitations, because I love, love, love to do media so that we can put together our magazines, and also that I can promote it on the website, as well as have pictures and things on these particular websites. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and be very specific. And make sure you pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We want to put a special emphasis on our youth and pray for our youth, because many things are happening. I'm reading about many things, and it's very disturbing. Pray for our youth, and you know, you have to pray for yourself as well, you know, that the Lord will cover you, because there is a lot of things out there that the enemy wants to destroy our youth, because our youth, they are the future, but they are the present as well, because, you know, our youth are very talented and things of that nature, so we have to pray for our youth. We pray for the adults with their patience, and, you know, you have to be patient, and you have to be role models, and you have to be kind. In addition to that, we pray for just everybody, you know, in and out the hospital, those who are thinking about going in. We pray for the seniors who have just graduated, that's from college and from high school. We pray for any ministerial individuals who is given the word of God, whether it be at the house or whether it be in the streets or whether it be in the pulpit, wherever it is, we pray for you. In addition to that, we just pray for each and every person who is on this line on tonight, those who will be, and those who have already been on. We pray for you, those who have to go to work tonight. It is 10:51. I want to appreciate you, but remember that all of these particular shows are archived, so you could listen to them at a later time. I thank God for all of the new connects, all of the religions. I'm going to have a count of individuals who are listening from all over the world pretty soon. I will be sure to post that so that you can see who your neighbors are. In addition to that, once again, I want to thank companies and agencies and different speakers for the opportunity to be able to speak on your platform. If you need speakers or if you need music, gospel music preferably, then you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you need tutoring services, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, make sure that you continue to pray one for another. Make sure that you continue to trust and believe in God. Make sure that you continue to walk on the road of excellence. Make sure that your journey, that you're real with yourself, that your perceptions are clear, and that whatever it is you need to add, make sure that you add that. And understand that you must drop everything at the gate, because the only way to continue to walk into excellence is to let it go. You are listening to the AfreeTheLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, we'll go over our needs and wants. Be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and may God bless and take care of each and every one of you. This is your host, Dr. Albert Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.